Landmarks in the Bible is a picture of having a conviction, of having a boundary, of saying, I'm not going to cross this boundary. Landmarks in the Bible, in the Old Testament, are a picture of your separation from neighbors. So today we have a lot of harsh landmarks, like a physical fence or something that delineates your boundaries. But in the olden times, they might just have a tree. It might be from like the tree to the rock. And it's basically like, from that side is your part of the land, on this side is my part of the land, right? Now, in modern times, we have a lot of fences that kind of measure those areas. The Bible has a proverb here commanding you not to remove landmarks. Look what it says in verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. So a wicked sin would be to come to your neighbor's yard and pick up the rock and just like chunk it and be like, look, my yard got bigger. But wouldn't people do it? They go out in the night and they move the fence post. They move, so that's why you need a tree as your landmark, all right? It's a lot harder to move. But they'd have rocks, fence posts, something that's movable. They pick up that landmark, they move it to try and increase their border, and they're stealing that land. That's a physical application. A spiritual application is people that compromise on doctrine and their convictions. They move the ancient landmarks that have been set. The Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 19, thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark. So according to the Bible, we're not supposed to remove the landmarks that we have set. What's a landmark? Like the King James Bible is the Word of God in English for us? You say, what Bible are you going to use 20 years from now? This one? 50 years, this one? Hey, we're not changing from this book. Here's another landmark that I set up. Always going soul winning. I'm always going to use the King James Bible, and I'm always going to go soul winning in my life. I don't want to remove that landmark. How long halt you between two opinions? Well, I don't know if soul winning works. I've already figured out it does. Well, I don't know if they're going to come to church. Who cares? Well, doesn't matter. Just keep preaching the gospel. How could you think there's anything better than preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? He saved you. You've read the Bible. You know that's the power of God. Well, I think there's more important things to do with my time. Like what? Come on. How long halt you between two opinions? Look, we've already made up our mind. We already decided soul winning is the principal thing. We already decided it's the first works. And we're never going to stop it. It's what makes all of our decisions for us. Yeah. Hey, if we're going to make a decision that stops soul winning, bad decision. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, where do you want your church to be? Soul winning. Yeah. Hey, what time should we meet? Soul winning? What Bible should we use? Soul winning? What decisions should we make for the church? Soul winning! Soul winning, soul winning, soul winning. We've already made that landmark. We're not going to remove it. Well, how are we going to have choir practice? Soul winning. What about the Sunday school? Soul winning. Amen. What about the Tuesday night cell groups? Soul winning. Amen. It's already made our decisions for us. Follow up, soul winning. Show me a follow-up verse in the Bible, and then I'll believe it. The Bible says, daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Look, I've already set landmarks. I'm not going to let someone come and just kind of move it a little bit. Well, I know soul winning is important. I know it was there before, but let's just kind of, we got some other stuff. Let's just kind of bump it a little bit. Let's just kind of keep moving it. No, we're going to not remove that landmark. And when you start moving landmarks, you start not being able to make decisions.